Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, it never gets old to point and laugh at the Jets, does it? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We're not pointing at EJ necessarily. It's not your fault you're a Jets fan.
I'm right at EJ.
EJ didn't do anything.
He's right in front of me.
We're not pointing at EJ. We're pointing at the Jets. And we're laughing at them because 6 weeks after they fired their head coach, which was kind of a head-scratcher move, they decided to fire their general manager yesterday. So you move heaven and earth. You bring in Aaron Rodgers. You bring in all of Aaron Rodgers' buddies. His offensive coordinator, he's had to be demoted. Devontae Adams, they both look lost. The season is totally off the rails at 3-8.
It's not good.
The owner said this was the best team that had ever been assembled of the last 25 years. What did he say? Ever? Maybe since the 60s, ever. Since Joe Namath?
Yeah, he said ever.
Ever. Then the architect of this of this roster that you love so much that had Super Bowl aspirations, that general manager is out the door.
By the way, firing a general manager at week 11, like, what is a general manager? It's after the trade deadline. There's no draft prep. Like, send that dude home. I'm happy for Joe Douglas. He doesn't have to be in that building because there's really not that much to do. You're 3-8.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in some ways, you kind of want to get a jump start on your next general manager
because
you want to be evaluating the roster as much as you can in the rest of this lost season. And then, obviously, you want to have plenty of time to get your staff in place before the draft and be comfortable and all of that stuff. The timing of Joe Douglas being hired, if people remember that, if anyone cares, was actually way more curious because they kept the last GM until after the draft and then fired him like 2 months into the season.
Made no sense.
Didn't make sense.
Firing Salah was the dumbest thing of the year because he would have won at least three of these games. The defense has fallen apart. Especially they fired him right before. Who is the team? Is it Buffalo that Salah owns? Like, there's some teams that Salah just has figured out, and they're like, nah, we don't need you. We're good. And now Jeff Ulbrich has to be the defense coordinator, and the head coach clearly can't handle that. It's not going to be talked about because Rodgers takes so much oxygen, but firing Salah when they did was maybe the dumbest move of the year.
Yeah, and I think that Rodgers can say, oh, I had nothing to do with it, and maybe he didn't because it looks like Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, is just on one right now.
Yeah, he's going rogue.
He really is, but to be fair, like, could Rodgers have saved Robert Saleh?
And I don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore either.
I mean, I'm actually going to call you out. You thought that Woody and Aaron were teammates on this whole project. Now it doesn't seem that way at all.
Well, the only reason I thought that is because Woody Johnson said he called Aaron Rodgers the night before he fired Robert Saleh. So I was putting some dots together.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers wasn't lying when he came on McAfee the next day and said, I didn't know. He didn't tell me.
I still don't believe that. But it turns out that the general manager apparently did not know that the owner was going to fire the coach.
Right.
Right.
So who knows what Woody Johnson's doing right now?
Yeah. So that's, if you were wondering when a general manager could be on their way out the door, it's probably when the owner doesn't clue you in that he's going to fire the head coach. Maybe that's how you know you've lost a little power in the organization. To be fair, I mean, I know Joe Douglas has a good reputation. People like him. His overall record with the Jets was 30-64, and they whiffed on Zach Wilson.
Yeah, and he's still probably the third best Jets GM of all time. But I would love the conversation after Woody Johnson fires a head coach and no one told Joe Douglas, and he walks in the next day. That's a must-lie situation when the secretary says, "Wow, I can't believe you fired Joe Douglas." Yeah, I can't believe we did that.
Robert Saleh.
Like, Joe Douglas must have been like, you had to pretend you knew that was happening, right? Like, you couldn't just walk in and be informed by, like, some weight room guy that you fired your coach. I mean, can you imagine what that must have been like for Joe Douglas to hear the coaches fired?
There's a great bit from a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I forgot who it was. Alex Edelman, I think. He said, if you're ever lost and you don't know something, but you want to seem like you do, if someone says to go, can you believe it? Secretary, how about that about Robert Saleh? Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And then it gets puts it right back on the other person. That's a little pro tip for today. If you want to get yourself out of a situation, not look like a fool. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we can believe that the GM was fired yesterday. What we can't believe is some other details here. Number one, not that we can't believe it like they didn't happen, we're just shocked. Apparently, Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers, or at least seriously considered benching Aaron Rodgers, after they lost to the Denver Broncos in week 4. He had to be talked out of it. Now, that was a bad loss, 10-9 at home. Stupid game.
It was in a driving rainstorm, driving. And Rodgers, that's not good for an older player with major leg issues. So I thought, and EG and I think disagreed, that game, the weather determined that game. And they still, Rodgers got in the position to have a game-winning field goal. They just missed it. But that, not cutting that kicker after week 1 was a gigantic mistake, too. Like, this team is funny, is closer than I think a lot of people think.
Right, so the idea that you would be benching Aaron Rodgers after 4 games, which would, A, completely embarrass a guy you've brought in and made the son of which your organization is now revolving around, it shows you have terrible decision-making skills. And two, you're really going to go to Tyrod Taylor there. Anyway, so Woody Johnson is acting erratic, and everyone's out now. The head coach is out, the general manager is out, and Rodgers is not coming back. And that was made abundantly clear by all of the insiders yesterday. And then when we get the details, they wanted Rodgers benched. I can't imagine Rodgers would want to continue to play for the Johnsons, not knowing if he could be benched at any moment. God. And so where we need to do some work,
yes,
Perloff, we've got to help. I mean, what are we sitting here for, if not to help?
It's our role
like
here.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
We provide services to older quarterbacks. Life advice.
Listen, we've experienced some things.
Can you provide services to disgruntled Jets fans who have been watching losing for 30 years?
Yes. Do got like me and find another team fast.
Be honest, EJ, got nothing for you.
If you can't jump off that Jets bandwagon, then you are never jumping off any bandwagon.
It's all good. Once Aaron Rodgers leaves, we're back on.
Yeah, sure.
Guess what? It's not.
It will never be. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers and where Aaron Rodgers should go, because he's not going to be done playing football. He's not going to retire. He's going to continue to heal off this Achilles, and he's going to play football somewhere next year. It's just not going to be for the Jets. And to be fair, Perloff, you've called this from day one,
yeah,
that he's following this Brett Favre trajectory, and he's going to play somewhere else next year, and it's going to be good.
Now, he's going to light up the NFL next year, just like Brett Favre had his best season when he left the Jets and went to the Vikings. He was a little younger than Rodgers. Rodgers is going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback in, I have 3 choices.
Do we have like a drum roll? I know Alex is your first day in the big seat, but any music, a little drum roll? I feel like this needs a little something before you reveal where I think he's going to go.
I have 3 teams that fit him perfectly where he could ball out next year.
You have 3 teams?
3.
I had trouble finding 1.
Okay. You guys ready? Where is his drum roll?
I don't know. It's coming. I just sprung this on Alex from the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex in the front today.
Yeah, so Alex in the back, this is your first full day, right?
We can't distract him. He's feverishly looking for a drum roll. Okay, there we go. Good job.
I'm definitely not going to live up to this drum roll. All right, number 1, Tennessee Titans. I think a team that a lot of people have been talking about with every free agent quarterback. Look at his depth chart here. He can throw to Calvin Ridley, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who's actually awesome.
Yeah.
They got Tyler Boyd, Treylon Burks. I don't even know if he's still in the NFL, but first-round pick. Then you don't really have Will Levis sitting back there, so you have a backup quarterback, and you've been drafting a lot of linemen. Now, the issue is the coach.
Mm.
Brian Callahan's a coach. He could easily be one and done. Like, he hasn't shown anything. So Rodgers can bring in his guy, bring the Green Bay party back.
Oh, my gosh. You're bringing Hackett in?
I don't know about Hackett.
What, do you hate Nashville? Don't do that to those people.
How about you get Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike LaFleur, or somebody, I don't know, some West Coast guy.
Matt LaFleur's brother was with the Jets. He got fired. He wasn't good.
No. Isn't he? He's somewhere now. Isn't he in San Francisco? I think he's at OC somewhere. Anyway. You could do a lot here. There's a lot of clay to be molded in Tennessee. Number 2, San Francisco 49ers. So
Oof.
This Brock Purdy's shoulder soreness was like a throw-out headline. Everyone's like, oh, they're just saying this because he's not playing well. Now all the Niners analysts on Twitter are looking at it like, ooh, this throw looks bad. This throw looks bad.
Mm.
So Brock Purdy is very small for an NFL quarterback. If there's an issue with that shoulder, you know Kyle Shanahan. Nobody falls in and out of love with quarterbacks faster than Kyle Shanahan. He gave up on Jimmy G so fast. He gave up on Trey Lance so fast. I don't think it's a guarantee that he is not nervous about Brock Purdy. So he almost traded for him in 2021. That was one of the destinations. He couldn't pry him away from Green Bay. So they drafted Trey Lance. The Shanahan, Aaron Rodgers thing, as far as personalities, that feels like that is just meant to be. That's like a Joe Rogan podcast. That would just Rodgers and Shanahan would fit like a glove. The two most headstrong people in the entire NFL. just yelling at each other. It'd be amazing. And also, too, I think Shanahan thinks I can use this quarterback in my offense for obvious reasons. And my third one is the full Brett Favre.
Mm.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
So J.J. McCarthy is coming off a serious injury and had a second surgery. Sam Darnold's a free agent. This always happens. Minnesota always brings in the old guy, and they're always awesome. They brought in Warren Moon, Jeff George, my friend Case Keenum. He wasn't really old at the time.
Favre, obviously.
There's been like three, and Sam Darnold. Like, it's a wayward home for lost quarterbacks.
It's like being an Alabama offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you come to, yeah, well, I see what you're saying.
For coaches?
Yeah, you come basically and you rebuild your career. Kevin O'Connell's a very friendly quarterback coach. It's indoors. He knows that division really well. And he seems to be the same exact person as Brett Favre in every possible way. Like, basically, very beloved throughout his career, then gets very controversial on the second part of his career. Remember, and Brett Favre left the Jets and was awesome. So maybe those three teams. I think all three of those teams would look at Rodgers.
Wow. I mean, out of the three you just gave us, Tennessee, San Francisco, and Minnesota, I think the San Francisco one is what makes me the most intrigued because we talked about this yesterday. I think Brock Purdy has a lot of leverage to get a contract and to get an extension and the max and all of that. But you're right about that shoulder.
But you could also sign Brock Purdy to maybe lessen that and bring in Rodgers.
Purdy and Rodgers together at the same quarterback room?
Yeah,
that sounds
actually
crazy.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, you can't do that. But Purdy, he recovered so quickly from that elbow injury. Remember you and I interviewed him at the Super Bowl? And
couldn't
he's like,
pick up the mic.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to have surgery soon. And then all of a sudden he was just awesome and didn't miss any time. And this guy might just be a quick healer. San Francisco is certainly intriguing.
Oh, I know. Would that be amazing? I mean, that would be even more content than when Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets.
All right, Alex from the back, I'll take the drum roll as well. I've got one name for you. We're deciding and helping Aaron Rodgers pick a new football team for next year. Miami Dolphins, y'all.
Ooh.
There's the first most delusional team in the entire NFL, probably the Cowboys. Second most delusional team in the NFL, it's a tie between the Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Both of these teams think that they are way closer than they are. And they both think that they're quarterback away, wide receiver away, away. Like, they're not, but they will think that they are. And I think that Woody Johnson and Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, similar degree of meddling here. Like, if Aaron Rodgers is going to get a job, he needs to go somewhere he can directly appeal to the owner, and the owner is going to say, okay, let's bring him in. You know, we haven't had a quarterback with this much pedigree since Dan Marino,
right,
and you can sell him on all this stuff. And to be fair, I know they just gave Tua a big contract, but Tua's healthy for now.
Yeah, what about that contract?
Well, Rodgers, I don't think, is playing for a lot. He has no more guaranteed money left on the Jets deal, from what I read. And I think he might be willing to play ball a little. And I think if Tua gets hurt again, a lot of that stuff gets taken care of in terms of like insurance money and stuff like that. So I'm not ruling out Miami.
Who starts in that situation?
Aaron Rodgers does.
Ooh.
Like, in my scenario here, I'm not trying to wish ill will on Tua. I'm just thinking if Tua gets hurt again, if he gets another concussion this season, which is not out of the realm of possibilities here, in fact, probably pretty likely, then maybe you got to bring in Rodgers and Tua sits out for a season and totally lets his brain heal.
Right. And where do old people go?
To retire? South Florida, baby. Florida, Arizona. And I think the Cardinals are probably pretty okay right now. So I like Aaron Rodgers to Miami. EJ, can we put a poll up with Perloff's three suggestions and my one suggestion on where Aaron Rodgers should play? Again, Perloff said Tennessee, San Francisco, Minnesota. I put Miami.
You know, I like it a lot. I wonder, is Aaron Rodgers better than a healthy Tua? Tua runs that offense very well. He wasn't great in the beginning of the year, but man, the last couple games, he is really good in Mike McDaniel's system.
Well, no kidding. I mean, he led the league in passing yards last year. That's not a fluke. But I think that Aaron Rodgers, you're getting the ball out to Tyreek Hill. You're getting the ball to Waddle. You have a run game. Like, this is perfect for Rodgers. The weather's warm. I mean, I know you got to go to Buffalo. You got to go to the Jets and the Patriots. But for the most part, you're playing in some nice warm weather.
Can I tell you just nominate two of the funniest teams that would just make my day?
Yeah, go ahead.
The New York Giants signing Aaron Rodgers and him being good with the Giants and not the Jets. Wouldn't that be just beautiful? Like, if you could write a script.
Yeah, but the Giants, their luck isn't that good. You know, like, they haven't done enough to deserve that. Sorry, Manny, but they haven't. They're their own train wreck. Like, for the Giants to be pointing at the Jets fans and laughing, that's the Spider-Man meme, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, because the Giants definitely have a gigantic void at quarterback. I assume they go draft, but Aaron Rodgers is obviously familiar with New Jersey. I mean, he can figure this out. And the other one,
live close to the facility. I guess you don't have to move.
We could just sort of consolidate all the media attention in one place if Dak is not healthy and he went to Dallas. That would be just gorgeous. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, do you keep McCarthy then? Because that's Rodgers' former coach.
I keep hearing about McCarthy and Rodgers being reunited. I thought they didn't like each other at the end.
I didn't think they did either. But then they kind of kumbaya'd a little bit when the Cowboys played the Packers.
Also, too, are we not taking retirement seriously enough? Maybe Schefter kind of hinted that maybe Aaron Rodgers is thinking about the end, because he's talked about retirement before.
Yeah, and he'll go into the darkness and he'll come out and he'll decide he wants to play. I don't think he's going out like this.
The guys who talk about retirement often don't retire. So I agree with you. I just think that maybe if we were doing an overall poll, that should be an option. It's possible. I mean, he's really beat up. And by the way,
I don't think it's possible.
Can I defend Aaron Rodgers for 1 second? You read all the bad stats. The guy on no legs is still not having the worst season I've ever seen.
The worst season of his career.
Yeah, but he's got, what is his TD interception ratio? 17-7? That's pretty amazing for a guy who really cannot do 4 steps without limping. That's a little defense of Aaron Rodgers. Honestly, 17 touchdowns, 7 picks, 63% completion percentage.
Perloff, he got Garrett Wilson. He got to bring in Devontae Adams. He's got Alan Lazard. He's got all the people.
Oh, now he's got Alan Lazard. You were killing him for having Alan Lazard.
No, but Lazard in the beginning of the season was actually a pretty good weapon for him. They have chemistry. He got to handpick basically the entire offense. I'm not giving him a pass now. Now it's like 17-7. It should be way better.
He should not be out on the field. The man is injured.
Well, that's not our problem. 855-212-4227, because he is on the field. And if you're on the field, you're going to get judged. And I don't think retirement is anywhere close to being on the table. He'll probably flirt with it and mention it to McAfee or something, but I don't think that's real. Too much pride.
Also, okay. And nowadays, quarterbacks do play till they're a lot older. And I honestly think he's going to feel much better next year. It's going to be a different. He's coming off a major, major Achilles tear, and we've underestimated that from day one.
You can watch the show if you'd like, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and at Maggie Gray on X. And I'm not going to curse here, even though Abe Drinkin in our chat did curse. Don't worry, I'm not going to. But he said a retired Aaron Rodgers is going to get involved with some pretty weird bleep. Amen to that. Yeah. Who knows what this dude has up his sleeve when football's not a distraction?
Maybe a presidential ticket again.
I wonder,
just a piece in the administration.
Is he with Woody as an ambassador to something else?
No, Woody wanted to bench him. I think that is not going to go.
Does that go underneath RFK?
Do you think Aaron Rodgers gets a job in the Health and Human Services Department?
Very possible.
He's going to decide the future of Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops,
he's going to legalize low levels of acid, right, or something like that. Yeah, no, you're right. That's where he's going. But honestly, he should be, that being said, all this Aaron Rodgers talk, I know it's all negative. He'd be a great broadcaster. He'd be so much better than Tom Brady. I mean, it's night and day how good he is on talking football.
Yeah, no, he'd be a great broadcaster. I don't think that's where he's going, though.
I think it's possible.
You think he wants to be a cabinet member so he can, you know, legalize low levels of ayahuasca?
Probably. But I think, you don't think he's going to be a broadcaster, right?
I just think
that money to Brady is definitely, like, at the end of the day, every human being is motivated by money. somebody offers him $45 million, I would put it on the table, especially with all these streamers coming up, like throwing money away like it's nothing.
Maybe
you don't think Netflix or Amazon or somebody would offer Aaron Rodgers $50 million a year?
Maybe. 855-212-4227. All right. Those are the four guesses where we think Aaron Rodgers will be playing next year. Perloff gave three: Tennessee, San Francisco, Minnesota. I gave one: the Miami Dolphins. What say you? Again, 855-212-4227. All right, what we love about this time of year, football's in full swing, both the NFL and college, but also the NBA. And guys, gals, you got to get on Prize Picks when it comes to the NBA. All you do is pick somebody and go more or less on the projection. It's literally a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Add that with a little NFL, thumbs up, thumbs down, more or less. College football, more or less. Soccer, if that's your thing. Prize Picks is where you can get access to all of this fun stuff. It's basically daily fantasy sports, and Perloff's obsessed with it.
So I mean, not everybody is into the in-season tournament as EJ, so sometimes you need a little extra reason to watch. Will Clint Capela go over 9.5 points tonight? I am saying no, so I'm tuned in. It's a really fun way to add to your sports night. They have flex pay, so if you lose, if one of your picks doesn't hit, you could still cash out. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP, and you get a $50 credit. And you get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. You can go to our X feed at Maggie and Pearl. Whose destination for Aaron Rodgers do you like more? Mine. I got three choices. I don't know how. I just took them. Minnesota, Tennessee, or San Francisco. Maggie is trying to push the Miami Dolphins semi-retirement home for Aaron Rodgers' next team. I do think there's a couple other options. You never know. They're going to bring a new GM. Maybe the money is just so ridiculous that they just want to keep Aaron Rodgers. The owner seems to be out on him. Or maybe he retires. Maggie, you are not buying either option. Is even a 1% possibility?
I mean, 1%, sure, but no.
Which of those two options seems crazier to you? That he would ever come back as a Jet, or that he would just retire?
That he would come back as a Jet. That thing is so over. It's over. And the more details that come out of just how dysfunctional it was with the Jets, the fact that the owner wanted a bench after week four, which would have totally embarrassed Rodgers and been terrible for the locker room, I imagine. I mean, after 4 weeks.
So if all that is being said, don't you have to bench him now for the season?
Oh, that's a good question. So, yeah, he probably shouldn't play again. If you are really waving the white flag on the year, the white flag's been waved on you, rather, 3-8, you're not bringing him back next year. You have to be going for the highest draft pick. To be fair, playing him is probably the way you lose. If he's really hurt, but he keeps going out there, then Tyrod Taylor, the backup, might mess around and win you a couple games.
Yeah, also the injury issue. Like, if he gets hurt badly again, then you have to pay him next year. But that's why I'm not totally ruling out, because I don't think they're benching him. I've not seen one inclination of that. Like, if he's really out, kind of like Russell Wilson in Denver, then they should just do it right now.
Well, how about this? I mean, if you think he's hurt, a lot of people think he's hurt beyond just like coming back from the Achilles, just use it as an injury thing and put him on IR. IR thing coming for the Jets?
I get what you're saying, but I have not heard that. There's been, 600,000 reports on this situation. Has anyone said they're benching him? They've said everything, every other word that can be printed has been printed on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. So if they play him, that means that it could be worse.
Going to be honest, kind of a leaky boat over there with the Jets, huh? You're right. No one can go to the bathroom without four reporters knowing what happened in the stall. I mean, it is not exactly a tight ship over there.
So they have a bye, and then they have a home game against Seattle. So I think ownership's like, well, don't put in Tyrod Taylor for that. We need people to come out to this game. And then maybe they bench him. But I don't think so. I think there's a lot of season left.
Can we do a mini show bet on this that I bet he goes on IR?
Okay.
I don't want to shave an eyebrow for this one. I just want an orange juice bet or something.
Maybe have to wear a Rodgers jersey for a day.
Ugh, where am I going to get that?
There's got to be one laying around here. There's got to be one. Doesn't Boomer have one?
I'm an Aaron Rodgers. By the way, I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. The guy's a sick quarterback. His legacy is going to be amazing. Nobody could throw the ball like Aaron Rodgers.
Makes me sick how much you love him.
I mean, I loved him as a player. You didn't love him in Green Bay?
Oh, I mean, he was a great player. I'm saying how you still defend him makes me sick.
Perloff actually came up with another team in the break that we had not thought of, which is Seattle.
Yeah, I just worry about, you know, I have bad knees. When you go out in that moist weather, I think that'll be bad for Aaron Rodgers.
That's why I like your Miami pick. Bones,
like, yeah, that. I like your Miami pick. Be Seattle, like, I don't know. Just you're old. It's like you wake up, it's cloudy. Are you really going to want to go to PT in the offseason? I see that being too dark. And
well, as
rainy.
Someone, I grew up in a place that had the second most cloudy, rainy days, only second to Seattle. You get through it.
Yeah, no, they're
just seasonal depression, but you get through it.
Oh, good.
There's happy lights for those guys.
I'm trying through it by getting tricked into headshots at any mall you go to in a big city.
Well, to be fair, I had already left Binghamton at that point. No, you basically drown your sorrows in buffalo wing sauce. And it's not a bad move.
That actually doesn't sound that bad.
Not bad. Bogus has headlines for it. I'm sorry, Perloff. Did you want to say one more thing?
Wait, but Maggie and I did spent the whole morning connecting assistant coaches to Aaron Rodgers. Ryan Grubb has zero. He's been nothing but a Kalen DeBoer assistant his entire career.
No, but the general manager of the Seahawks was a Green Bay executive.
But you need Aaron Rodgers to know the offense. So why would Aaron Rodgers know the Washington Huskies offense? I'm a little...
He does watch a lot of sports, that Rodgers.
Yeah, actually. Wait, is that true?
Yeah. Have you ever heard any of his interviews? He knows everything that's going on in sports. He must watch 12 hours of college football.
Huge NBA head. Loves the NBA.
He's a part owner of the Bucks.
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go.
Maybe
he's like, well, you know that last year with Penix, I could work with that guy. But I don't understand any connection to Mike McDonald and the Seahawks staff.
Probably not. Bogues, what's going on in the world?
Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. Football season's here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Download Prize Picks and use code MANDP and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
MANDP.
As expected, Georgia is back in the CFP top 12 after beating Tennessee last weekend. The Bulldogs are ranked 10th, seeded 11th, and would play at Penn State in round one. The Vols, meanwhile, drop four spots to number 11 overall, but don't have a spot in the actual bracket, partly because number 14 BYU needs one as the Big 12 rep. Oregon, Texas, Miami, and Boise State would get first round byes in this projected bracket. The other opening matchups, Ohio State, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, and Indiana Ole Miss. Get ready for this one. The Lakers played Connect 9 last night against the Jazz.
Connect dribbling. Gets it to LeBron. Back to Connect. Open for three. Good again. That ties the NBA rookie record for threes in a game.
9 threes to be exact for Dalton Connect. The call from John Ireland on Lakers radio. The rookie scoring 37 in the 124-116 win over the Jazz. You'll be shocked to hear that LeBron wants credit for Connect.
You know, the internet called me a liar all the time. It's just that live on it. So, what am I now? Ben said it. I watched him. I watched Tennessee a lot. I did not think he was going to fall to us. I thought it would be impossible. I have no idea how that happened, but very grateful and very happy that he's here.
Yeah, LeBron also said, the front office didn't find Connect. The other 16 teams in front of us bleeped up.
Can I ask you what? I mean, I actually had the same thought. I'm like, how did Dalton Connect fall? He was so obviously the best player in college basketball last year.
Because he wasn't 18 years old from Europe.
The age bias, wasn't it?
Yep.
Also, can you just say you watched a lot of Tennessee if you watched him go to the Elite Eight? Does that count?
No, but remember Tennessee got a bunch of big primetime games towards the end of the regular season when Connect started to go off.
Yeah, but LeBron was on TV all the time. Season.
LeBron is a sports dad. He is more, he's more like me than an NBA player. He sits on the couch every night, social media away.
I'm not trying to poo-poo this from Dalton Connect. That's a really nice evening, and LeBron can take all the credit in the world for it or what have you. The rookie record for threes not going to have the staying power, I think, of some of these other great records in sports. Like, we've been talking about Ovechkin passing Wayne Gretzky for goals scored. Do you know the other people?
It's not a good list. I think Yogi Ferrell is on the list.
Yogi Ferrell is on the list.
Shout out to Indiana.
Talking about Indiana a lot today. Keontae George is on the list. Who's this other guy? Rodrigue Bobois.
That's what they called him back in the day.
March 27, 2010.
He was nice, too. I don't know what happened.
Maybe he wasn't nice.
Where is he?
Maybe there weren't enough buckets for Roddy.
But anyway, I think this is, you know, the more threes the NBA's and basketball has become a three-point game, I think this one's going to continue to fall. Like, I think Dalton Connect's going to have this record for about 5 minutes.
Nine threes is a lot of threes, even in today's game. I don't know. I don't think things are going to fall soon. Someone's going to make 10 threes? A rookie?
What's the all-time? What is Clay's record?
In a game?
14, I think.
14.
10 threes in a game is a lot. That's not like even in today's NBA, like to one guy, I think this is going to stand for a while.
I don't think so. I'm looking up where Rodrigue Bobois. Looks like he's playing in France right now.
He's a French legend. He should be playing there.
Was he on the Olympic team?
No, he's probably too old.
I'm seeing a article called 11 NBA one-hit wonders that you completely forgot existed.
Unless you're EJ.
He had a playoff game against the Spurs, an elimination game. They lost in Dallas, and he was going off. He used to be really good. He's one of those players I legit do not know what happened.
He's in Europe. Rodrigue Bobois, Mike James is on this list.
I can't believe you have Rodrigue Bobois memories.
I used to love those Dallas Maverick teams.
Anyway.
That Don Nelson era.
Dan Dickow? I mean, he's more just a college legend, though. We don't forget him from college. Just he didn't have a good NBA career.
By the way, I'm looking at Dog Connect. The guy is a really good. He's shooting 52% from three this month. He is really good. Like, how he fell to the Lakers? It was some sort of deal that the commissioner made with Bronny James. Like, you'll get Bronny, but you'll also get Connect. Anyway,
I think also the defense too. There's concerns about that.
Somebody. I'm totally like, who cares about defense?
It's the NBA.
Yeah, they'll find a defensive guy. It's what D'Angelo Russell's there for, right? Just kidding.
The Celtics gave the Cavaliers their first loss last night, 120-117 in Boston. The Mavs hammered the Pelicans, 132-91, with Luka scoring 26. And the Nets rallied from 17 down to beat the Hornets, 116-115. Men's college hoops had a top 25 showdown. Number 6, Purdue, took a 76-58 loss at number 15, Marquette. That ends the Boilermakers' 39-game non-conference winning streak. Cleveland's Stephen Vogt and Milwaukee's Pat Murphy voted managers of the year yesterday. Tata Martino is done as Inter Miami's head coach, reportedly stepping down for personal reasons with 1 year left on his contract. And from the NHL, the Rangers, a 4-3 win in Vancouver, and the league-leading Jets took care of the Panthers 6-3. Mark Scheifele, a hat trick for Winnipeg. Guys, back to you.
So does Messi get to pick the next coach, right?
Apparently there's a press conference.
He's not Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But he's bigger than Aaron Rodgers.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's got like a piece of Apple's deal with the league.
You would think.
Rodgers sitting in Montclair, New Jersey right now, twiddling his thumbs. Messi's got real power.
No manager would make Messi better. He's already the GOAT.
Fair.
Right, but there's no
way.
He
gets to choose like the personality, right? Like who he wants. His guy.
Because there's definitely no way that this is not connected to Messi somehow, this guy stepping down.
I always think stars and head coaches are connected when it comes to stuff, but if they're saying personal reasons, then that could be anything.
Is this guy friends with Messi? Or
he used to be his manager a long time ago.
Where?
At Barcelona.
Yeah.
And was he already there before Messi, or did that...
No, he joined after Messi joined Inter Miami.
Okay. So he was hired for Messi.
Yes.
Gotcha.
He was the Mexico manager, and he was terrible. Yeah, sorry, Manny.
So it seems like Alex from the back knows his football.
That's my sport. Sweet
spot. Got it. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
At 10:03 yesterday, Alex was cursing at a computer screen because of some match here.
I'm Iranian, and there was the World Cup qualifying. We were playing Kyrgyzstan.
And you lost?
No, we won, barely. Yeah, thank
Who's
God.
Your Premier League team?
Arsenal.
Oh, okay.
Alex had a mysterious hat that was delivered to him
yesterday. Yeah, someone sent me an Arsenal cap from, like, I've never gotten a package here, and this is my first one. And it was an Arsenal cap. I'm like, who sent this to me?
We still don't know. 2 days ago.
That's awesome.
You're getting mail here?
Yeah, I've never gotten anything in 12 years. He's getting a hat from a secret admirer within 7 days.
Literally, the club's sending him and swag. Bogish is over here begging for a t-shirt.
Fordham won't even give him anything.
No, true. They've sent things here not for me.
The New York Red Bulls came and basically you just held the door open for the mascot. Alex is getting gear.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Cool gear.
Yeah.
That hat was sick, too.
Alex, way to go.
The same Red Bulls guy comes every time with them, and every time he walks in, he goes, oh, you work here. To me.
he knows you.
He always says, nice to meet you.
I thought he did. But every time he walks in, he's like, oh, Bogish. I didn't think I could see you for the 18th consecutive time. What?
What are you doing here? Yeah.
Still here, huh?
I live here.
Yeah. But he's got something for Peter Schwartz.
Cupcakes
never forgets
for
Peter.
Everybody, except for Bogish.
Folks, you do complain a little bit sometimes. That's why I was laughing.
You'd stay here for 13 years.
Yeah.
Alex,
apparently Alex has it all figured out.
Yeah, Alex has been here for 5 minutes. Are you betting on Iran, Kyrgyzstan or no?
No, I'm Iranian, so I just watch because
a sentimental play.
Yeah. And I've been to the World Cup, so I watched them play, so it's just like now they're coming to the US for
the World
next
Cup?
World Cup. I gotta go.
Good luck.
Apparently, you're the one around here who'll get tickets. The rest of us are dying to go to those matches.
It'll be hand delivered.
Yeah, for free.
People will come to the studio and say, here, Alex.
Opens it up with like smoke that just kind of disappeared. Yeah, like a fancy cocktail.
The hardest ticket ever in the history of the United States. And Alex is going to be front row. I don't know how.
It's going to be great. Take pictures for us. Wow. So you went to. Where was
Qatar.
The last one? Qatar. You went there?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a weird vibe because there was just no in-between where it was either just sand or a billionaire mansion. Like, it was just no in-between.
No landscaping.
Yeah, and it was also very small. So you got around, like, the stadiums were only, like, 30 minutes apart from each other. So that was good. Like, the one before was in Russia, and you had to take planes to go there.
Or the U.S. Good luck. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this is going to be more of a road trip vibe for 2026.
Yeah, if your road trip is a G5, I mean, you got a. It's Canada. It's the U.S. It's Mexico too.
Mexico too.
Isn't there
that was
some
Manny.
Room back there?
Now
May
in the back.
Is here still.
Hi, Manny.
Oh, Mexico.
We're gonna have an international incident with the World Cup just on the show. All right. Well, thank you for that update, both Alex and Bogish. Yeah.
There you go.
Lots more to do, including college football playoff rankings. Let's bring things a little bit closer to home. A lot of people mad. Get to that next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Next. Never gets old. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. College football playoff rankings released last night. And all right, I'll be the bad guy. if Indiana loses this game to Ohio State this weekend, and I don't care if it's one touchdown, two touchdowns, 100 touchdowns, whatever it is, if they lose, they no longer have the resume, Prof, in my opinion, to warrant being one of the 12 teams in the college football playoff. Now, if they win, great, shut me up, I'm over, I'm done. You would have beat Ohio State in the horseshoe.
Well, that, obviously.
I'm over. But if they lose, I don't really care to what degree it is by, because there's nothing else that Indiana's going to be able to fall back on to say, okay, a close loss to Ohio State and also this, because the rest of their schedule, quite frankly, is just not what we think of when we think of a Big Ten schedule. They got a couple lucky breaks, not their fault. They beat the teams that were on their schedule, but it's like a Big Ten schedule in name only because it's all the bottom teams in the Big Ten.
That is the Big Ten, though. It's same with
seven
Penn
of
State.
The bottom eight teams?
Yeah, but I mean, look at Penn State and look at Oregon. They basically, there's no one to play except for the top. It's a very top-heavy conference. But that being said, Tennessee could lose again. They go to Vanderbilt. Let's see, Ole Miss. Like, there are a lot of teams.
Ole Miss is an interesting one at Florida this weekend,
so
but I still think they'll win.
There's a lot of upsets in November in football. There always are. So we do not know if Indiana could sneak in that way. But can I? You know what I like? The agendas everyone is accusing every me. I know you don't have an agenda except for your random Hoosier hate here.
I have no agenda. I didn't go to a school that had football.
But
I've got nothing.
Last night, Joey Galloway gets on ESPN, famous Ohio State alum, and says that Indiana should sit their quarterback against Ohio State because the machine that ESPN uses on that show says Indiana's going to get in anyway. Now, the quarterback has been hurt. He had thumb surgery like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Curtis.
So it makes sense for Curtis Rourke to sit. And then everyone's blaming everyone thinks Greg McElroy is just a Alabama advocate on that show. So he's basically saying, don't give Illinois a top 25 spot because that strengthens all these Big Ten teams' resume. It is such a great college football thing that everybody's got an angle. Not necessarily us because we don't have a Big Ten or SEC school that we root for. I mean, I have several bandwagons I root for.
No kidding.
Maggie went to a college that doesn't have a college football team. So we can be objective. You can trust us. I get your take about Indiana, but if they play this game close, which I think they will, because Ohio State's been playing a lot of teams close.
Yep.
They are not the Ohio State of 3 years ago where they just get out there and blow out teams like when they had CJ Stroud or when they had Justin Fields. I don't know why. They have all the talent in the world and they just play down in their competition. I think it's going to be a close game.
Well, it might be a close game. The spread is almost two touchdowns, but I think if we're going to break down sort of how we think this game is going to go, where you might see the real discrepancy, and we've been waiting for it for a while now with Ohio State, is you have two NFL caliber running backs going up against Indiana's defensive line. If there's going to be maybe a mismatch here, I could see that being it. Indiana's defensive line has got to come ready to absolutely smoke them. If there's any cracks or crumbles, then I think Ohio State controls the game, the running backs do their thing, and that's going to be good night. That's the biggest matchup I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State, about 4 weeks ago, they were one of the worst running teams in the country.
And I don't understand
because
it.
Their offensive line got hurt. So they moved a guy around, and they've gotten way better the last few weeks. Like, that's the thing. Like, do you trust Ohio State? I do not. And how good is Will Howard? Does anyone – he's like – remember how we called Derek Carr the Bermuda Triangle of NFL quarterback evaluation? Does anybody know how good Will Howard is? Like, how will he hold up in a tense moment?
I don't know. EJ reminded me that the center for Ohio State just tore his Achilles. Yeah, oof, rough. Well, so maybe that does swing things a little bit back towards Indiana.
That's a massive loss. As you guys said, the offensive line's been a problem for a while now. Now you lose your not only in terms of run game, but also picking up blitzes,
game, sure,
calling out the signals. It's a big loss.
Man, maybe this thing does get a little bit closer. But again, like,
let me give you one stat. Against Nebraska, Ohio State wins 21-17. They rushed the ball 31 times for 64 yards. This is college football. Like, you should be, if you're a good team, you should be getting 6 yards or a carry at minimum. And this is Ohio State, who used to run up and down the field like lightning. They are off this year.
That game in particular was scary times because I think if Dylan Raiola from Nebraska, if he just had a little bit more experience, I don't think he throws that pick at the end. I think he's driving them down to win the game.
Really, they lost about 24 yards on that drive. They were headed the exact.
He scored on the drive before. I mean, the guy's a true freshman going into play in Columbus, Ohio, one of the toughest places to play in college.
He's a mess. I mean, they're getting worse and worse as the season goes along.
And that's been up and down. 855-212-4227. So Indiana is one part of this college football playoff equation. The other is the math department at the University of Oregon crunched the numbers, and they realized that Oregon makes the Big Ten title game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So why would you play any of your players, including your quarterback in Dylan Gabriel, in the final game of the season? Oregon has a bye this week. Then they play Washington. You're already in the college, the Big Ten title game. Why risk getting hurt?
Yeah, I think... I just think that would screw up your team. And they, as I mentioned earlier, Dylan Gabriel just got there. Like, any more experience, it would be good here. You're right. The result probably doesn't matter. Although, you never know. Say that Oregon loses to Washington, which could happen even with Dylan Gabriel. I mean, Oregon played Wisconsin, who's not good, to a standstill. And then they lose the Big Ten title game. Then they're sitting there at 5, presumably. Is there a chance that an SEC team jumps them there? I can't do the math. Probably not. But even so, that's not the kind of thing you want to mess with.
With the respect that the Big Ten is getting, I don't think that would be possible. But here's the thing, though, and I'm not trying to like scare people or whatever, but this is how load management becomes a thing, and these are the calculations. Because Dylan Gabriel is no longer going to – I don't think he's going to win the Heisman, right? Like, it's pretty much – feels like it's kind of out of reach for him. It'll be either Travis Hunter or maybe Cam Ward or I don't even...
Genty.
Or Ashton Genty.
Yeah, right now, it's Travis Hunter is 1 and Genty is 2 in the Vegas odds.
Okay, so if Dylan Gabriel was still right there for the Heisman, I almost get it a little bit more. Now the only thing you are playing for is the college football playoff. And if there's anything happens where he gets hurt, your chances definitely take a dip. So, I don't know. It's a conversation. You got to have it if you're Oregon.
I mean, listen... Joey Galloway's getting murdered for the Indiana comment. This is
Indiana does no cushion, in my opinion. Well, yeah, they might because they're ranked 5th.
But ESPN said they're fully cushioned. So, I do not think that's a good idea. I just think as far as, like, vibe and momentum and culture and, like, no, you can't sit Dylan Gabriel. The season's shorter than the NFL. It's not like you can load manage here.
But here's the thing. Like, there's a... Indiana also is fighting against, I don't want to say reputation, but something like that, right? Where it's a basketball school. They haven't had this much football success since the 60s. I mean, Oregon doesn't have to fight any of that. Oregon is a football school. People do believe that they have a good team. Have they won it all? No, but it's not a shock that they're the number one team in the country. It's stunning that Indiana is here sitting at 5. They still have like a mental aspect to get over in terms of proving how real they are.
Only 2 teams with zeros in this ranking on the loss column. It's Indiana and Oregon.
855-212-4227. What has you mad about the college football playoff rankings? Let us know.